In Navadvip Dham Mahatmya, Bhaktivinod Thakur describes that the Sankirtan party, Jiva Goswami, Srivas Thakur, and Lord Nityananda experienced over at Suvarna Vihar, the party of Mahaprabhu and his associates came here to Nrisingapalli and had Ut Kirtan, very enthusiastic Kirtan. This place, as we were coming along, the Alakananda River marked one of the islands, the Godrum Dweep. We're still on Godrum Dweep, the island where Kirtan is the principal of the nine Angas of Bhakti. And this deity of Lord Nrisingadev is obviously very, very, very old. And you have to look very closely to see the form of the deity, especially when they have a big garland like today. But it's the legs, the two legs of Hiranyakashipu are draped over the lap of Lord Nrisingadev. And what you can see is the hands or the claws of Nrisingadev ripping apart the body of Hiranyakashipu as he's laying over his lap. According to Navadvip Dham Mahatmya, according to Lord Nityananda Prabhu, after Lord Nrisingadev finished off Hiranyakashipu and all of his men and received prayers from the demigods, and then finally was pacified by the prayers of Prahlad Maharaj, he came here to rest. And because he came here to rest, Lord Brahma and the various demigods, they also came here to offer him the continued prayers, to serve him nicely by Lord Nrisingadev's arrangement. Vishvakarma made residential jeweled homes for the demigods in the area, one for each of them, and so there in the area there are various mounds where the beneath are the ruins of those old homes of the various demigods. And Lord Nrisingadev stayed here for some time. Like any place in Navadvip Dham, this is a wonderful place for kirtan. Especially, without fail, every time I've come to this place, starting from the very first time, it just all of a sudden, I think it was Bibi Govinda Maharaj, started a kirtan that just couldn't stop. It just was wild. The devotees were dancing off the floor and dancing off the ceiling and all around and up the walls and down the other side and all over the place, dancing and chanting. Lord Nrisingadev likes such kirtan, so for his pleasure we'll see if we can give him some pleasure with such kirtan. In our worship, Lord Nrisingadev has a very essential role. Srila Prabhupada has established that after all of the artis that we perform, or often simply kirtan, we'll sing the Nrisinga prayers. And the function of that singing of Nrisimha prayers is to take shelter of Lord Nrisimhadev to protect us. Sometimes those of you that study nectar devotion, or even those that you that teach nectar devotion, have come across the question in the items, the 64 items of devotional service. One of the items that's listed is worshipping of Ganesh. So the devotees ask Prabhupada, why is this there but you never taught us to worship Ganesh? And Prabhupada said, because you're so neophyte, if you worship Ganesh, you desire material enjoyment. And Ganesh would very mercifully award you material enjoyment, which would be an impediment to your devotional service. So I've not given worship of Ganesh. But instead I've given worship of Lord Nrisimhadev. Because Lord Nrisimhadev is the empowerer of Ganesh to remove obstacles. But as Lord Vishnu is so merciful, he does in such a way that the obstacle of our own material desire, our attraction for enjoyment separate from Krishna, is taken from our hearts. This is protection. This is the protection of Lord Nrisimhadev. There's a very beautiful prayer by Prahlad Maharaj in the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, where he prays to Lord Nrisimhadev, describing his sharp nails and pinching teeth. Please apply these to my heart and remove from my heart all attraction for fruitive activity, so that my heart will remain pure, with nothing but the desire to serve you remaining. This is worship of Lord Nrisimhadev. Most appropriate for preaching in the Western world, where Prabhupada first went. But from visiting India, I've seemed to notice there's material desire here too. It's not just in America. I see some material desire here too. So worship of Nrisimhadev is very important for that purpose. If we have made some offense in the course of our worship of the Lord, we pray to Lord Nrisimhadev to remove that offense. But even more important is the essence, this binding force that keeps us in material existence, is material enjoyment, separate from Krishna enjoyment. Lord Nrisimhadev is very eager to get at our hearts and remove that attraction. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would come here regularly with his devotees. There was a branch of the Mandakini River, is it? Yes? Just over here. It dried up. Now there's a lake, a very nice place, where the spiritual benefit, equal spiritual benefit, can be derived. So, if time permits, you can go and sprinkle some drops of the Mandakini River on your head. So I think we'll just end with that and have a nice kirtan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki
Jai.
Harinam Sankirtan ki
Jai.
Gopimanandi
Jai.